1 Corinthians 16. I want to say something about this chapter, and I'm just going to read a few verses. I want to say a few things about these verses here that Paul was writing to the church at Corinth. This church was a well-gifted church, had the blessing of God upon it, but they were carnal, and they all had some difficulties in the church that Paul dealt with as a preacher. I want to start reading in verse 1 of chapter 16, 1 Corinthians 16. Just read a few verses, then try to say some things tonight. He said, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." So Paul here, I just want to preach tonight a few things on, I just want to title the message on church things. There's some things about the church tonight that Paul addressed to the Corinthians, and I believe we can make application to the Westside Baptist Church here in Salisbury, and trust God to increase us in what God would have us to do in the ministry of the gospel. I want to say that when I read this, it surely looks like that these people ought to have known what to do. But it always has to be refreshed to us and preached and told us. As a parent raises a child, how many times you have to rehearse things in the minds of your own children that they might learn, thank God, and they might know as you tell them, thank God, some common things are just basic things that they ought to do as a child. And therefore, that's the way they learn. Thank God. And when they get older one day, they'll say this. They'll say, "Yes, that's the way Mom and Dad taught me. And that was because they rehearsed, or they taught these things unto the old children." And Paul looked at the church of Corinth. He told them that you're the very seal of my apostleship. And so we find here in the scripture that Paul's given an address or, my friend, an admonition or charge unto the Corinthians here on some things that they ought to do. He said, first of all, there's got to be, thank God, some collection taken up. You need to give, thank God, to the poor saints at Jerusalem. And he said on the first day of the week, it was every week, systematically on the first day of the week, as God has prospered you, he said, bring it in, lay it aside, and then when at a certain time that what has been collected, then we'll take this collection unto the saints in Jerusalem. It was poor and needed help. And therefore the church, thank God, is charged to help them which are poor, them that have a need. He said, do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith. And so tonight, Paul's telling this church, when I get there, thank God, let's have a collection that you've gathered, and let's go to Jerusalem. And he didn't take the money himself and go to Jerusalem with it. They chose some men, thank God, that had the approval of the church to go with him and take this money. And they done that. And you see tonight, friend, thank God, God says, give and it shall be given unto you. I believe tonight that God meets the need of every church. That is a giving church. That they're givers, amen. Thank God they give as a man has need. And so here we find that this is a free will offering. It's as God's prospered them that every week they bring their offerings and they lay it up and they take it down to the house of God. Amen. And to Jerusalem they take of the offering to them that had need. Amen. I won't say tonight, thank God, God don't have no room for selfishness. Amen. I won't say, friend, that when we're selfish and we don't want to give, then we'll shut the blessing of God off. I won't say in Malachi 3, which was give to the Israel,
wasn't given to the local church, even though there's application there. What did God say? He said, bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Thank God that there might be meat in my house. And he said, prove me. Well, I open a window from heaven. Thank God and pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. And so I do know that God has a window of blessing upon them that give as they ought to give. And when a church gives as they ought to give, thank God, God will pour its blessing on that local assembly and do some things that, my friend, wouldn't be done had they not obeyed God in giving what they ought to. Amen. And so, first of all, look at the collection Paul talked about. Let's just go on here. Look at the compassion Paul talked about in verse number 5. He said, now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever thou goest. And so he's talking about the compassion that this church was to have. Now the church here, I believe you can put hospitality right here. That a church would be a hospitable place. Thank God to help preachers and help missionaries and help the saints, thank God, on their journey. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, one blessing on this church has always been, thank God, that we've been good unto the men of God that's come through. First of all, we want to thank God and let them know that we are on their side and we love them and we want God to help them. And we want to be a blessing to them. Thank God, Brother Dundon, he called me this week and I talked to him a little while and he said, I got a little problem with the guitar. And I said, well, what is it? He said, well, when I go in the churches, they'll come up and say, Brother, that's an expensive guitar. How'd you get that? And he said, he told about the church here giving it to him. And I said, next time tell them, thank God your Heavenly Father don't buy cheap things. Amen. That's right, thank God. But you know what that did? That helped that man on his journey. He said, thank you for the support. That helped that man on his journey. I'm telling you tonight, friend, a church ought to be a place for men of God. Thank God to come and have some rest and enjoy the stay and know they're around people, thank God, that love them. Amen. That's right, thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so Paul's telling him, I'm coming by and I'm going to come by and I want you to bring me on my journey. Amen. I want to say that the church, and it's again, is being hospitable. You listen, to be a friend, to be a friend to somebody. Listen, friend, that's in value. I mean, it's so valuable you can't put a price on this being a friend. Amen. To one another and also to preachers that come by. That's need a place. You wouldn't know. I don't come and tell you everything preachers tell me. But unbelievably, how many times men have said it's been like a fresh breath just to come by and stand and preach at the west side. It's like a place of refreshment. Brother Pace Ben Warren, he said, let's look at this place at like a place of refreshment. Amen. To be able to preach. Ain't no hands tied here preaching. Amen. Thank God, Brother Carl Lucky told Sammy Allen one time. He's dead now, Brother Lucky. And he told Brother Sammy, I might plow up some places that you hadn't plowed. And Brother Sammy said, well, Carl, if you can, have at it. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't get mad at preaching. It don't matter what a man preaches from, as long as he's in the book, as long as he's a preacher, what God says, amen. Now and now they got freedom to preach what God says, amen. There's liberty in it, and when there's liberty, thank God, that's where the Holy Ghost is, amen. That's right, but what's that? That's a refreshment, amen. Hell, not everybody be coming here and feel like they bound. They'll be able to come here and preach, and they ought to know, thank God, they're my friend. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. I've just come too far, thank God, to my friend to live, thank God, without being friendly. Amen. I mean, brother, Jesus was a friend of sinners, and he was a friend, thank God, to his people. He loved them. We sing the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. There's no greater thing, my friend, thank God, to have a friend in Jesus tonight. Amen. He's the only friend you can trust. He's the only friend you can count on. He's the only friend, thank God, that'll never fail you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I want to say he talked about not only to the collection of the church and the compassion of the church, but he talked about the companions that he had in the church. That's verse 10. He said, now Timothy has come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace that he may come unto me. That for I look for him with the brethren. Now what Paul said, and I thought about that. Why would Paul tell the church, don't let him have fear when he comes, and don't despise him. I mean, I wouldn't give you all instruction tonight and say, now wait a minute, that man's coming, but I don't want him to have no fear, and I surely don't want none of you to dislike him. Hey, listen, if we're brethren, and we're spiritual minded, we're going to love the brethren. Amen. But I believe Timothy, being a young man here, thank God, he might have had some fears about going into Corinth, because Corinth was such a judgmental church. Amen. They judge Paul all the time. What question his apostleship and question things about what he done. But he knew they was a judgmental church. And he knew Timothy was a young man. And he didn't want him to be hindered, thank God, by them, because he wasn't Paul. Amen. That's right. But he's Paul's brother and he's Paul's companion. And the thing of it is, not every man, there's no two men alike.
No way.
There's no, you can't, we're, everybody has a favorite. But your favorite or my favorite don't mean that they're better than another man.
Right. Amen.
Right. Amen. He's saying here, don't let him fear. Don't come in there and have something against him when he gets there. Amen. They was judgmental. I won't say this. A judgmental church is a church that won't have freedom in it. Our critical spirit, it won't have freedom. It'll cut the freedom off. That's what the Pharisees were. And you see, when you have a judgmental spirit within a church, and they come in, they say, well, look how they're dressed. Or look what how they talk. Hey, friend, I'm just telling you one thing. God knows how to take care of that. We're here, thank God, to give the gospel. Amen. That's right. And here's a companion. Now, you know what? Here's the thing. We got missionaries on that board tonight. We've never preached in this pulpit. Junior Messick being one of them. I've met him personally. He's one of the best men I know. Brother Milby called me and said, Junior Messick needs some help up there. And he said, he's a good man, Brother Hyde. I said, that's all you have to say. I trust you.
Yeah.
We took him on. Brother Messick's never been here. Gene Mathias said, he's the best man I know. That's what he said about Brother Messick. Amen. We need to never be. But he's our, hey friend, what I'm saying is, thank God we receive them in the faith. We believe, thank God, the work they're doing is of God. And friend, I'm just saying this tonight. Amen. Thank God, who you, amen, have as somebody, thank God, like Paul, saying he's with me. That carries a lot of weight. Amen. That's right. A credible man like that. Amen. That's right. That's why it's men. Who's your pastor? I mean, I'd like to know who the pastor is. Not that they take my friend me into the fold of God or where they ought to be of God just because I don't know him, but hey, it does help to know somebody. Yes. Paul's telling you that he's coming back. Thank God. Treat him right.
Yeah.
I do know this for a fact, and I know it's Old Testament scripture, but it is a New Testament application in it too. He said, touch not my anointing, nor do my prophets no harm. That's what he said. That's what God said about it. I'm just saying tonight, friend, the Holy Ghost has put his approval upon preaching.
Right.
Amen. He uses a man of God to preach.
Yes,
And without preaching, a man don't get saved. He's got to hear the gospel. Amen. And the gospel's not preaching, he don't get in. He's got to have to hear the gospel. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Pray. Amen. You got saved by a preacher preaching the gospel. And there, everybody in here tonight, thank God, can stand and say, I heard this man of God preach, and that man of God preached the gospel to me, and the Holy Ghost took the gospel, and God got a hold of my heart, and I got born again. Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. God can use laymen.
Oh, yeah.
To testify and the Holy Spirit use it. Why? They got the same oil I got.
Amen.
They might not have the same calling, but they got the same oil.
Amen.
And I'm telling you what, buddy. I've been in services where people got testified in the Holy Spirit, and I've felt conviction fall on people.
Yeah.
Amen. I was saying tonight, thank God, amen, treat the man of God right, treat his companions right, he's coming soon, and thank God we'll take care of him, amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Especially them in the household of faith.
Amen.
That means them in our own local assembly. Amen. That man back there, this any of these brethren go out and preach or are doing the will of God, thank God we ought to back them 100%.
Yeah.
If anybody growl about giving him a piece of money, thank God to go out and do something for God, then I'll tell you what, you ought to keep yours.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right, buddy. I tell you what, God never called the church to be a banking business.
Yeah.
I think we ought to be wise with what God gives us. And I don't think we ought to dig a hole. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't think we ought to get in a ditch. But I do think we ought to use thank God, for the money, for the funds of the gospel. Thank God that men might be blessed. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to say this too. And this just come to me. I talked to a few brethren about this. And they's the 4th, 11th. 18th, I want us to take a Wednesday night offering up for Kayla down at that school. I want her to know that this church here loves her and appreciates her down at the school.
Amen.
I want to put a card right here. I want everybody to sign it. I want to take an offering up. Brother Keith's going down on Thanksgiving. I want him to, we'll get her a card that she can use this at a place and thank God to be a blessing to her. I'm telling you, we ought to do it.
Amen.
We ought to do everything we can to be a blessing to people while they're here. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm telling you one thing. Hey, we missed her. We missed the boat.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Preachers come through here. Praise God. We ought to be good to them. I want to say this tonight. Not only did he talk about collecting compassion and companions, but he talked about a charge here. Verse 13 and 14, notice what he said. Let me touch something right here in the scripture. Verse 12. He said, Apollos wouldn't come to me. And Mr. Ironside said, that comforts me to know, that he's his own man. He don't have to do what I say. He's his own man with God. Boy, I tell you what, every preacher on this lift your hands up and say, I'm God's free man.
Amen.
Amen. I'm God's free man. I don't have to, I preach what God tells me.
Right.
I preach where God tells me, and I preach as how long as God tells me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Every man ought to say that.
Yeah.
Every man ought to thank God. If he's God's free man, he ought to be God's free man. Amen. And he don't have to answer nobody but God. And the local church to sit him out. Amen. Apollos said, I'll come when it's convenient, but I can't come now. Amen. Brother Dennis went to that meeting and his daughter had that wreck. He called me. You know what I tell him? I said, do what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Do what's in your heart. What should I do? Do what's in your heart. Ain't no judgment here, friend. As long as a man does what's in his heart, I say hallelujah.
Amen.
I ain't the judge. Thank God. God's the one that called him. I didn't.
Amen.
Me and old brother, Brother Danny sat down there at KW, let's talk about that. And he said, boy, aren't you glad God's the one that called us and no man did. Amen. I said, thank God for that, buddy. Amen. I ain't learned nothing bad enough. Thank God I've been called of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, boy. There's a whole lot of people don't like the way we preach. And it don't really matter to me. It matters what God says about it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But John Wesley got the place one time. Ain't got nobody listening to him. He said he got his stuff out in the woods and started preaching. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Notice what he said. Notice the charge here in verse number 13 and 14. He said, watch ye stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Three things there you got to need. I mean, it's the faith, it's conviction, and it's courage. Add to your faith virtue, be a man. Notice what he said in verse 14, let all things, all your things be done with charity. Isn't it amazing how God says this? This is what I take as a preacher. Be a man! Yeah. And then do it with love.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Ain't that something? You know what I'm saying? He get these young preachers, praise God, you feed them and they feel like they're chewing on briars and they want to get up and just tell everybody everything.
Yeah.
And then God says, yeah, do it with love.
Yes, sir.
That right there just brings them back. You know, you feel like, Jesus, God. Then all of a sudden, do it with love. Just come right back down. Amen. That's right. Boy, isn't it amazing it takes you all your life to learn how to live, and then it's about time to die.
Yes,
hey, God, help. Hey, man, I wish I'd known some things I know now, but I couldn't have contained it anyhow.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Notice this here. I should go on. I'm about through here. This is a verse that really touched my heart in verse 15. He said, I beseech your brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That was a self-imposed duty. They said, we're gonna be in the ministry to help saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That word addicted just simply means we've appointed ourselves to it. You think anybody would argue with you if you said, hey, I want to be a minister to the saints, and what I want to do is help them in every way I can. Take them food, mow their grass, do anything I can. Help be a blessing by their bedside. Hey, there wasn't me nobody standing in the church and saying, wonder what you're doing that for. We need to vote against that. No, buddy, I'm going to tell you one thing. They'll say, boy, ain't that a blessing. You know what Paul told the Corinthians? He said, you need to help them and labor with them. That's what he said. I was thinking about you when you come in tonight. You still in that kickboxing? You ain't. Well, still, I need you as my bodyguard. I thought if I need a bodyguard, this is the man I'm going to pick right here. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey! He said, help them!
Yeah.
Thank God. Get in with them. If you see somebody doing something, praise God. Don't be like some of these people standing around at the go by a road somewhere and one working and five watching.
Yeah.
It's a pitiful mess.
Yeah.
Amen. You ever seen that? You go down there. Hey, got somebody got a Brother Redmond over there. Amen. Hey, these people over there and they trying to fix the road. I went by some up here at Jake when they're fixing this railroad track one day, and you got two people over there, one running a machine, one down there trying to fix something, and you got about five or six standing around looking at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, boy, that's about the way it is everywhere you go. Yeah, man, you got one or two wants to work, and the rest of them won't stand around and look at them. Hey, God, if they don't do it right, they won't tell them to do it again. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Get your hand in the work. Hey, God, put your... He said, what's all that hand fight do with all that might? Amen, buddy. Hey, God, name them, and I hope you get called one day. Praise God. Amen. God, help us.
Amen.
Notice what he said. He said that you submit yourselves, this is what I said, unto such and everyone that helpeth with us in labor. And this is what he said here. I'm glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. That's not a good testimony. It's a good testimony for Stephanas and them other two men, but it wasn't to that church. These other men come in and done what you ought to have done. You ought to have done, took up, thank God, and done something. But now these men come in a refreshment to me.
Yep.
Amen. God help us. God help us. Amen. And then he said in the next verse, he talked about that refreshing. We can go and close this thing out. He said, they have refreshed my spirit and yours. You ever been refreshed just by somebody being a blessing? I want to ask y'all a question now. When's the last time you went to somebody and you really had done it and you said, boy, I've been praying for you. That's good words, ain't it? How many good words went to some lady or some brother and the Lord said, Sean, I just want you to know I've been praying for you. That'd be better than coming in and saying, hey, got sales down there at Walmart. Ain't no edification in that. Boy, did you see that fella hit that home run the other night? What kind of edification is that? If I come and say, hey, buddy, I don't know what you've been going through today. I have no idea. God does. But I come and say, hey, you can count on I love you, brother. That's edification. That's words of edification. When's the last time you've done that? Well, I tell you, that's a sweet sound of somebody's ears has been going through the battle. Somebody come up and say, I've been praying for you. That's refreshing. Refreshes your spirit. Amen. Notice the rest of these verses here. This is a charge to the church here. And the conclusion of it is, notice what you say here in the Bible in verse 19. He said, the churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in the house. Everybody loved one another and saluted one another and was with one another. Thank God it just wasn't that group. It was this group and that group and this group. And everybody said, I salute them, amen. I love them. Come and say so, amen. Notice what it says here in verse number 20. The brethren greet you, greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, I come up with my own version on that, and y'all just have to forgive me. I believe in the King James Version. Boy, there ain't much holy kissing going on. Now, in this day and time we living in, I mean, you wouldn't want me to say, get a seat tonight. Hey, man, that's what that meant. Do you know, listen, and them people had such purity in their heart and holiness in their mind, that wasn't even thought of in this day. But buddy, you have somebody come in, and I'm going to tell you what, friend, men putting a kiss on another man's side of the head, they're going to walk out the back and say, something going on in there.
Yeah.
So what do? We just put this out. Boy, it's a blessing to see you. God bless you. I love you. Thank the Lord for you. God bless you, sir.
Brother Master Gill put one.
Yeah, hey, Brother Gill did it. Amen. But you know what? Here's the thing. That's the way we greet one another. That's just the custom that they greeted one another. In this day and time, we don't. Amen. I had a woman one time said something about she was believing the holy kiss, this older woman. I said, well, we don't believe that around here. Amen. I said, I kiss my wife, my grandma, my mama.
Amen.
And I don't even kiss my mama no more much. I might kiss her on the forehead once in a while. She might give me a little peck on the forehead. Amen. My grandma. Hey, friend, that's just, I mean, I kiss my wife. I don't want no other man putting his hands or lips on her.
Amen.
That's fighting grounds. Amen. That's right, ain't it? God help. A handshake's good enough. Amen. That's why I don't believe in hugging preachers. Hug all the women. God bless you and pat them on the back. No.
Yep.
Now, if it's spontaneous sometimes when people's under the burden, as a pastor, that I want to comfort people, and it's no way or no harm, I have no heart toward that I might say, God bless you.
Yep.
But I've been here for 26 years and I ain't never been no hugging preacher. Amen. I ain't planning on it. God help. Amen. But I do believe in shaking hands and the salutation of God bless you and the Lord bless you and we love you in Christ. You even got to say that now. Amen. Salutation to me, Paul, my own hand, verse 22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Boy, that's strong right there.
It is strong.
He said, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be cut off and cursed.
Yeah,
I thought I was some preacher's tough, buddy. Paul put the hammer down right there, buddy. That word anathema means let him be cut off and cursed.
Yeah.
Then he said this. Let him be anathema. And then he said, Maranatha! That means come quickly, Lord. The Lord's coming. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Hey, listen to what he said in verse 24. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that's some charge right there. You know, if every church would collect and give out, and a church would be a compassionate church and a companion to brethren, and be committed to and addicted to the ministry of the saints, and stand for God and do the right thing for God, it's going to be blessed. It's going to be blessed. I want to ask you a question tonight. What's your goal? If a man come up to you and said, brethren, what's your purpose? What do you do? Every man that strives for the mastery runs by the rules, but he's running toward a goal. So let's race to there. Here's the course of God. You've got a goal to go through. And here's the thing. If a church don't have a goal and a ministry and a work going on for God, and thank God for what we are doing, but we ought not never get slack. We ought to go on and press on. And the church, thank God, ought to be in the ministry of the saints and the reconciliation of sinners. Thank God that we might see fruit. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Praise God in the Lamb forever. Amen. Appreciate you being here. I love you in the Lord Jesus. I mean that in my heart. Let's stand and have a word of prayer.